Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. The title of his preaching today is Remembering the God Who Remembers Us.
Today's responsorial psalm, Psalm 106.
Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Our fathers made a calf in Horeb and adored a molten image. They exchanged their glory for the image of a grass-eating bullock. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Then he spoke of exterminating them, but Moses, his chosen one, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people.
Today's psalm setting, Psalm 106, begs for God's mercy. Even while recounting Israel's sin of idolatry, the psalm refrain, "Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people," begs God to remember us, even if and even when we fail to remember God and all that God has done. This psalm recounts the Israelites' worship of a molten calf. It's in direct response to the first reading from the book of Exodus, where the Lord realizes what the Israelites are doing in turning their backs on God. And because of all that God had done for them in freeing them from Egyptian captivity, God is furious in the reading from Exodus. Furious. And he tells Moses, "I'm fed up. I'm done. They don't remember a thing I've done with them for them. They are stiff-necked. Let my wrath blaze up against them to consume them and to wipe them off of the face of the earth." God is furious because God had done so much, and they act like they don't know God at all. Of course, the story goes on. Moses intervenes and says, "But why should the nations look upon this people who believe in you and say that you duped them, say that you led them out of Egypt only to destroy them? Remember the promises you made to their ancestors. Remember the promises to their fathers and mothers. This is about you. Your mercy is also about you in making sure that you uphold your people even when they sin against you." And then as the reading comes to an end, God relents and does not punish the people. Great news, huh? Great news for us all the time, over and over and over again. A precursor of the coming of Jesus Christ into our lives. But I think to myself, how could they have forgotten? And then I think, how could they have forgotten? How can we sometimes forget? when the going gets tough for us. We too, like the Israelites, sometimes grumble and don't remember the goodness that has been a part of our lives from the moment of our births for all the years that we have been alive. I really appreciate one of the commentaries from the Canadian Missal, Living with Christ, by Father Paul Fasano, regarding this whole theme of both the first reading and the responsorial psalm. He says, by the time the Israelites reach Horeb, their trust in God had run out. They had forgotten the great works and amazing deeds God had done. Today, we are still forgetting. In the face of life's difficulties, we sometimes behave as if we have caught a case of spiritual amnesia, thinking that God won't perform great deeds as in the past. We need to remind ourselves exactly what God has done for our salvation. He says one of the ways to do this is simply to write them down, to write down all the graces in our lives, to write down our sacramental goodness that we have received from God and the Church has given us, to write down the births in our lives that have increased our families and given our families such joy and such love and such hope, to write down the friendships we have chosen to make family with us so that we can be grateful beyond belief for friendship that is sometimes beyond imagination. In the end, he says, a friend of his even records the events that he's grateful for in the inside cover of his Bible. What a great remedy for spiritual amnesia. I believe that we need to remember too. We're asking God in the psalm to remember, but we need to remember how good God has been to us so that, unlike the Israelites, we will never forget. For me, my friends, it's just a sign that today is a day that calls us to refresh our gratitude in the face of every woe. I have woes. I think about them all the time. There are challenges that face each one of us in our lives, to be sure. But I am challenged to be very careful to keep all my woes in check, especially in light of Ukraine today. Ukraine has challenged me to keep my woes in check, to not diminish them or their impact in my life, but to realize that compared to what is going on in a world of war, I need to stay balanced and not forget the good fortune in my life and the blessings in my life. Today, let us keep praying as we ask God not to forget us in the psalm. Let us keep praying to not forget God and all God's goodness to us.
Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people.
And help us, O God, to always remember you.